Good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are so very excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, to praise the Lord with us. So go ahead, grab your Bible, grab your pen, your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if our own evangelist, Sheila Hameen, would lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves before you, O God, and we come to you calling upon your holy name, asking you in the name of Jesus to look down upon us, oh my God, and lay your hand upon us. Lord, search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. Anything that's not right, my God, we ask that you will forgive us and remove it from us. In the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, send your anointing upon us and anoint us for your service. Anoint us to do your will, my God. Rebuke the enemy on every side, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord. Destroy the works of darkness in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we need you to cover us under your blood because we want to do your will, Lord God. But the enemy is trying to run interference. And we need you to intervene right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray right now that you will touch hearts and minds, that you will touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Do wonders, oh, my God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Name be glorified. Lord, we call on you because we need you to open doors that are before us, my God, that are shut. And we need you, oh, God, to open those doors that we may walk therein. Oh, my God, move the hindrance out of the way that
we may
go forth and do your will in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We pray, my God, for strength and for power. Lord, God, we need strength and we need power. For the enemy is fighting against us, Lord.
Yes.
And we need the blood of Jesus to cover us, my God. We need you, Lord, to come right now and see about us. We need you, oh God, to take us by the hand, lead, guide, and direct us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for help in our ministry, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you will bless our ministry. Let the works of our hands, whatever we put forth our hands to do, let it prosper, oh my God, and let it bring glory and honor to your holy name in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying, God, for the lost souls of men, asking that you will save them and deliver their souls from the hand of the enemy. Let sins be forgiven. Blot out transgression. Wash away iniquity in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, save and fill with the Holy Ghost. We know you have the power. You can do everything, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. And we pray, God, for those who are listening tonight, those who took the time out to tune into this. We pray right now, Lord, for a special blessing to come upon them and to overtake them. Lord, bless abundantly in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever the need is, we pray, Lord, that you will supply. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We ask that you will visit us tonight during this broadcast and let somebody's soul be blessed through this ministry. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, send forth your word tonight and let your word have free course. Let your word reach every heart and bless one by one, name by name. In the name of Jesus, those who are broken, oh, God, hearts that are broken, put the pieces back together. Those who are despondent and cast down, Lord, lift them up, my God.
Yes,
Lord Jesus, encourage the souls that are discouraged. In the name of
encourage
Jesus, we believe you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. We're depending on you, Lord, for we can't make it without you. Have your way, Lord, and have mercy upon us. We are praying, Lord, also for those on the prayer list, my God, for those who believe of their loved ones and of close acquaintances, whoever they've lost that's very dear to them, Lord. And we are asking you for comfort, for consolation. We are asking you, Lord, to be close to each and every one, Lord. Oh, my God, and uphold them during this difficult time in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we believe you, and we're taking you at your word. We believe you, Lord, for strength, for power, for encouragement, for joy, for
yes,
peace,
sir.
For everything we need, my God. We believe you tonight.
We believe you, Lord.
The count is done, Lord, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For that beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 20th number of Psalms. That's the 20th number of Psalms. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I, the Lord, saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord, the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Say, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 20th number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. I just want to thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5 and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, title One School, and One is O-N-E. And add it to our prayer list. We have the bereaved Frazier Carr Lampson family, Titus Edmond Sr., the bereaved Edmond Williams family, Henry Edmond, Chris Lane, Sister Mary Edmond, the bereaved McFadden family, Michael Carr, Brother Steady Lawhorn, Larry Denson, Deacon and Sister Gatewood, Maria McBride, Robin Manstay, Steve Allen Sr., Juana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Adele, Mother Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia, the Ed Anderson family, Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton for deliverance, the Marcus West, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask if our own Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would favor us with a song.
Praise God. Thank God for another opportunity. I want to attempt to sing this song. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus, bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Then let us bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of the Lord. There is healing in the name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. So let us bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Oh, let us bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's the sweetest name I know. There is no salvation in any other name. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But that name of Jesus.
Jesus.
For that beautiful selection. Thank you, Jesus. Come to Evangelist Cynthia. At this second, Lord Jesus. Yes. We ought to bless his name.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise be to God. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Wonderful.
Bless the name of the Lord. God will bless us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I enjoyed that selection. I thank God for the opening scripture that was read, and the word of God is just so comforting. The word of God just gives us everything we need in this is like a blessing, a prayer being prayed for whoever is reading this psalm. Praise be to God. And we need to get together and bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we'll rejoice in thy salvation. This is talking directly to the Lord. Amen. And knowing that the name of God is a great name. In that name, there's healing, there's strength, there's joy, there's everything we need in the name of our God. Hallelujah. His name is a strong tower.
Strong.
Run into it, and we are safe. We are blessed. That wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I feel good. I'm having church. Amen. Not in a building, but here I am in the presence of the Lord and with other believers in Christ. We are having church right now. Glory to God. It's all right if we want to go forth in a praise. It's all right if we want to open our mouths wide and bless the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We invite you to do the same. Reach out to the Lord. Open your heart. Listen for the voice of God that he may speak directly to you. And God is ready to talk to you now. So open your heart, get ready, see the word of God. And we're going to just turn the broadcast over to Evangelist May that she may come forth and let God have his way. Let us pray for her and along with her as she comes. God bless. Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We give your name the praise today. We thank you for your mercy, O Lord. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for how you blessed us. I pray that you look upon us tonight, O Lord. Look upon every listener. We pray that you touch and bless. Send your words, send your anointing. Let it lift some soul in the name of Jesus. Encourage, O Lord. Look on the bereaved. Comfort their souls tonight, O Lord, through thy word, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you have your way, let your will be done, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the word of God in the book of St. John, the 14th chapter, and begin with verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. My title tonight is God Can Do Anything. And the theme is ask it in his name. Glory to God. You know, in the word of God, I believe Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He knew that he was getting ready to go away. He was getting ready to be crucified. And before that, you see in the scriptures where he began to speak to the disciples and let them know to let not their hearts be troubled, but to believe in God. And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. He told them that he was going away to prepare a place for them, that where he is, they can be there also. But anyway, he began to comfort the disciples because he knew that he was going to be crucified. And he began to speak to them and say, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And then he said, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, telling the disciples that if whatever it is that they ask in his name, that he will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Glory to God. And he said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. The Lord was telling the disciples in his name that he would do it. Glory to God. I take God at his word, and I believe that me being a born-again believer in Christ, and not only me, but all those who believe on the Son of God and have the gift of the Holy Ghost, that you can pray unto the Lord for whatever it is that you need. If you need healing for your body, you can pray and ask God to heal you. And God said in his word, Jesus said in his word, I will do it, and the Father will be glorified. Glory to God. If you need your burden lifted, you can go to God and ask him in prayer. The word of God tells us in St. Matthew 21 and 22, it said, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall be done. And all things, I don't care what it is, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. All you have to do is believe God when you pray and when you ask him in prayer, and ye shall receive that that you ask of the Lord. Glory to God. St. Matthew 7 and 7 says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. For what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Glory to God. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Glory to God. The Bible is telling us, and it shall be given us. We can also seek, and ye shall find. We can knock, and it shall be open unto us. Glory to God. God's word standeth for sure. These are the words of Jesus, and these words are sealed with God's seal. Whatever God said, that I believe, and I believe that I can go to God in prayer and ask of him anything, and he will do it. Hallelujah. I believe God, and I take him at his word. I look at the miracles that God has done before us and the miracle that he has worked in my life with healing. The Lord healed my body, and I think about how that the Lord delivered my father out of the hospital, suffering with COVID. Glory to God, being frail and up in age, 94 years of age. But my God touched him and healed his body. He brought him out of the hospital. Glory, glory, glory. And God touched his body so much so that now he has appetite, and now he's eating. Glory to God. God is still working miracles. God can do anything. All we have to do is go to God in prayer and ask it in his name. Whatever it is that we desire of him, we know that we have that we ask of God, because God told us in his word that we could ask whatsoever we will. And he said, I will do have to learn to take God at his word. We have to learn to believe him and trust in him, just as the word of God tells us to do. He said, verily I to you, if ye have faith and doubt not, glory to God, ye shall not only do this which was done to the fig tree, but also ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. It shall be done. Glory to God. Somebody might say, well, that's a hard thing, or that's a hard saying. But if you believe, if you take that faith and you believe God, doubting nothing, you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be moved. Hallelujah. And be thou removed and cast into the sea, it shall be done. But you gotta believe God. You gotta move by faith. We live by faith and not by sight. People wanna see everything, hallelujah, before they can believe. I wanna sit in he that had not seen, but believe anyway. Glory to God. I thank God for his word on the night. I may be a little short tonight, but you get the point tonight. Ask it in his name. God can do anything, whatever you need him to do. If you need him to make a way out of no way, God, I said, God, he can do it, and he will do it if you take him at his word. If you believe by faith, God will do it. Hallelujah. He can make the way for you. He can open up a door that may be closed in your faith. God can work it out. If you need him to fix that situation, all you have to do is go to God in prayer, believing and acts of God, and he will do it. He said in St. John, the 15th chapter, he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. And he said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Glory to God. We can ask of God, but we got to abide in that vine. We must abide in God. Hallelujah. Amen. If we stay there, if we dwell in God, God will do whatever we ask him to do. He will make that way. He will open that door. God will fix that situation. I don't care what's going on in your home or what's going on in your life. God, I said, God, he can do anything. He can work it out. There is nothing too hard for God. He made a way for the children of Israel. He opened up the Red Sea and let them walk through on dry ground. Hallelujah. God, he led them through the wilderness. God made the way that they could have bread to eat. He made the way that they had meat to eat. He made the way that they had water to drink, even though they were in the wilderness. My God, he can do anything. God, I said, God, he can do anything. I heard old man Job say it. He learned. Hallelujah. He went through many things, and he summed it all up, and he said, God can do everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he can, and I believe in the day. I know he will, and I believe he will. Glory to God. I've taken at his word. My trust is in God tonight. I don't care how hard it may seem. God can raise the dead. He have done it, if we believe, God will do it. All we have to do is ask it in his name. Hallelujah. He can heal the sick. He can make the way for you and me. He can guide us. He can lead us and direct our path. We may be going through our storm. We may be going through our own wilderness. Hallelujah. But God, he can do anything. He can make the way. We're trusting in him today. We're looking to him today because we know that God is able and God has the power.
Amen.
We can ask anything,
anything
in his name. And he said, I will do it. Take him at his word. Look to Jesus tonight. I don't care what it is that you need him to do. If you believe him and take him at his word, and surely in Jesus, and Jesus is in you, you can ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. He said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. Take God at his word and just go to God in prayer. As we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, I don't care what it is that you need of the Lord out there in radio land. God is a way maker, and he can do it for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you because you're a way maker. We thank you because you're a door opener. Oh, my God, you've always made a way for your people. You said in your word, hallelujah, that the righteous have not been forsaken. We believe your word today. We trust you today, Lord. Oh, my God, we are leaning on you and depending on you to take us through our trying times, through the times that men feel as though we're not going to make it, but we know you can take us through. We're depending on you tonight. Our hope and our trust is in you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you continue to bless us. Continue to have your way. Let your will be done, oh Lord. We pray that you will look upon the souls of men, those who are listed on a prayer list. We need you to touch them, oh Lord. We need you to heal, Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Raise the sick, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, move all malady of illness and sickness and sins, oh Lord. Cast them out into the sea of forgetfulness. Have mercy, oh Lord. Help somebody to take you at your word, to believe on you. In the name of Jesus, increase somebody's faith that they may be able to take you at your word. Help today, Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will save souls, deliver the bound. Have mercy, oh Lord. Move, Jesus. We pray that you will move in our homes. Move on the jobs, Lord. Move, Lord. Move in them, Lord. Have your way. Your will be done, not our will. Let our will perish. Help us to seek to please you. Help us to get in a hurry to do your will. Help us, Jesus. Help us to move speedily. Help us to pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to take you at your word. Your word is true tonight, Lord. We're dependent on you tonight, Lord. You are our very present help in trouble. Jesus, look on the bereaved family, those who are grieving right now, Lord, because of lost loved ones. Touch, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Lift heavy burdens. Strengthen right now, Lord. Somebody needs strength. while we're waiting, while we're praying, have your way, Lord. Your will be done, Lord. Not our will. Let our will perish. Help us, Jesus. Help today, Lord. We pray that you will save, Lord. Save to the uttermost. You're able, Lord, no matter what the situation is, you're able to save. We believe it today. We take you at your word, and we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for saving. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for forgiveness, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Let the holy name, Lord. Glory to thy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you've done, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for opening the door, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you've done, Lord. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you right now, Lord. You are a mighty God. You can do anything. We believe you. We take you at your word. Pray that you continue to go with us, to stand by us, ever lead us on to victory. Direct our path. Show us the way you have us to go. Help us, O Lord, to be led of thy spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for your word today. We pray that your word have reached some soul, that somebody that don't know you may give their life to you, that somebody who is weak in the faith may gain strength and faith through your word. Pray that you continue to go with us, to stand by us. And, oh, Lord, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for blessing us with 1 year on tomorrow. We thank you, oh Lord, if it be thy will be 1 year this broadcast. Hallelujah. On the air, we pray that you continue to bless, continue to sing your word, continue to have your way, and let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory, and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless your holy name, Lord. Ah, yes, ah, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Service into the hands. This broadcast is into the hands of the guideless Sheila Hameen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
His word on tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for his anointing.
Thank you,
I just
Jesus.
Thank God because he touched my heart. The Lord is ministering and dealing
thank
with
you,
me.
Jesus.
During that message, praise thank be to God. God can do anything.
Yes, he can.
We have to do it, ask it in his name. Ask it in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. When we do, when we ask in the name of Jesus, Father will be glorified in the Son. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for this powerful word, a very timely message, a very uplifting and encouraging message on tonight. And I pray that God has touched your heart through this word. And I want to encourage you to take the word of God in for yourself and just believe God. And take God at his word. And if you need anything, you need God to move, ask him in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And he said he would do it. Oh, thank God. I tell you, my soul is stirred on tonight. My soul has been touched. And I thank God for that touch, that encouragement, that uplifting that the Lord has laid on me, and I'm glad about it. I just can't help but praise him. I can't help but magnify his name.
Amen, amen.
There's
thank
great
you.
Power in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just so grateful. My soul is so
thank
filled
you.
With the word. My soul, my cup runs over. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to let the Lord use you and let God have his way. Keep preaching the word of God.
Amen.
I say to you who have heard this word on tonight, take it in. Take it in and apply it to your life. Live by it every day. At this time, we're going to give way for other remarks from our evangelists who are on the broadcast and also for other clergy who may be on the broadcast and desire to have remarks. God bless you. This is your opportunity.
Praise God. I thank God for the beautiful message that came on tonight. I tell you, Jesus spoke, and he said, if you shall ask anything in my name, anything, and I mean anything, he said, I will do it.
Amen. Amen.
We got to trust God and believe God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
We the people of God. We trust him. We believe him. Then we ought to count it done.
Amen.
He said we have not because we ask not. If we don't ask it, we can't get it.
Amen.
Amen. But if we ask it in his name, his name, it's something about the name Jesus.
Amen.
If we ask it in his name, he will do it. I thank God for such a beautiful message tonight. I thank God for the prayer, the opening prayer, and the close, the ending prayer. After the message, God, he's moving.
Thank
God,
you.
He's moving, and I can feel the presence of the Lord. I ask you to continue to pray for me, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, and God can do anything. Ask it in his name, and truly, we can ask God for anything and receive it. But we have to ask it in his name. He said he would do it if we ask it in his name, that the Father would be glorified. And not just because. He isn't giving us what we ask for just to do it, but it to bring glory to God. It was a very beautiful message, inspired and encouraging. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Any others desire to have remarks?
Thank you so much, woman of God. I also want to add on what you have just preached. May the Lord continue to anoint you more and more. Our Jesus is able. He has already promised each of us that when we call upon him, when we ask for anything, he will do it. I've seen Jesus doing so many things in my life through prayer, through asking him. He's able. He's able.
Amen.
In the book of Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, when you call upon me, I'll hear you from heaven. When you pray, I'll hear your prayers and answer them. I'll show you great things that you have never seen, you have never heard. So my sisters and my brothers, let us continue. Have that faith. Let us continue calling upon Jesus. It doesn't matter what you are passing through in life. He's able. He's able and he's powerful. He's able to deliver. He's able to heal. He's able to bless. Oh, my goodness. I've seen him practically in my life, my sisters. So God bless you so much, woman of God. May God continue to anoint you more and more, more for his glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Any others on line that like to have in mind?
I thank the Lord for the word tonight, telling us to just ask it in his name. And one thing about me, I don't have a problem with asking. I've been doing it a long time now, and you just got to have that faith to back it up. But I thank the Lord for the word tonight, and I'm going to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word of God.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Truly, thank God for all the beautiful remarks and exhortations, and words of encouragement. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hand of Evangelist May. But before we do, I just want you to know that my soul is stirred up and I can't help myself.
I just want
to praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And back it up with faith.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
God can do everything.
Everything.
In the name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for God.
Amen.
I encourage you tonight to just ask. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged, everyone. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. I give praise to the Lord. I tell you, I feel like praising him some more. I tell you, God, he's so good. He's so good. He's a deliverer. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. Hallelujah, that they may be able to bear it. I tell you, the Lord has made a way, open up a door, and I'm glad about it tonight. He knows what is the desires of our heart. He knows our prayer before we call. And as the sister said in Jeremiah, where I believe the word of God said, call unto me, and I will shew you great and mighty things. Glory to God, things that thou hast not known. I tell you, God, he's good. He knows how to deliver. I just thank him for his word tonight. Thank him for the prayer, the opening prayer, the closing prayer. And for each and every one of you that is on the line tonight, we want to encourage you to continue to look to the Lord. Trust in God. Take him at his word and then ask him. Ask it in his name because God can do anything. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. And as I stated before, if it's the Lord's will, on tomorrow we'll will be 1 year that we started this broadcast, and the Lord is still blessing, and we still have faithful listeners that have been on this broadcast for an entire year, and they have been faithful, and that's Vandit Khadija, Cousin Gloria, and Vandit Cynthia, and Sister Cheryl, and I tell you, God has been blessing us, and there's more out there. I haven't called all their names, but there's more out there that have been listening faithfully to this broadcast, and we thank the Lord for them. We want to encourage them to continue to listen in and continue
to let the Lord have his way. And I'm saying, Vanessa, I mean, if you feel like praising the Lord, you praise him. Go ahead on. The scripture said, what wait I for?
Amen.
Go ahead and praise him.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Take over. Let him have his way. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
glory.
Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Have your way, O Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Yes,
glory to your name, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Yes,
Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.